Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Antonio, this is Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj tweets, San Antonio has agreed to trade Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green to Toronto for DeMar DeRozan. DeRozan. I always mispronounce his name. This one I know I'm pronouncing correctly because I checked it on YouTube before the segment. Jakob Poeltl. And a protected 2019 first-round pick. It's essentially a DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard trade.
The Spurs got the all-star and the first-round pick they were looking for. I think they did better than I think a lot of people maybe thought they might, given that the leverage they didn't have because of Kawhi's threatening behavior.
Okay, this is going to be an interesting discussion then, because I feel like Toronto got the better of this deal.
Okay, that's good.
Even
though they risk a one-and-done.
And here's why. Is that I think Toronto is doing this. They're probably watching Paul George and OKC from last year going, you know what? They sold Paul George on OKC, and Toronto is a lot nicer than Oklahoma City, is what they're saying to themselves. You can think what you want about those cities.
Sure.
Rich, here's what I feel about Toronto, is that if they didn't make this deal, they were going to go at it one more time with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan as their two best players and probably get knocked out in the Eastern Conference again. And then at that point, I think Toronto would have been at a juncture where they would have been giving serious consideration to just going, we're never going to get over the hump with this nucleus.
They took a swing.
And done a rebuild. This gets them out from under DeMar DeRozan's contract. He's got 3 years left on his contract.
$83 million. Is that onerous?
I think it's not the money as much as it is the years you're locked in with the guy. You
have three more years on that deal?
Including this coming. Yes, three more years on this deal.
He's a hell of a player. They just won the most games they've ever won.
I get it.
Yeah, but they win a lot of games there, and it hasn't gotten them much at the end of the day.
And he's a flawed all-star. He is a player with holes in his game. Kawhi Leonard.
He's not Leonard, of course. They definitely got the better player, but as far as long-term success, boy, they rolled the dice, because I feel like Kawhi is a much more entrenched, much more calculating, because when you think about some of the things he's alleged to have done to keep the Spurs in the dark last year with that whole quad injury, determined. I think Paul George versus Kawhi Leonard. Paul George is wishy-washy. Paul George said he was going to the Lakers, and then he let the OKC Thunder talk him into staying. I don't think that's happening with Leonard. I think he's history. And Sean Devaney of Sporting News is going, and this is what I mentioned before the break, is going so far as to report that according to his sources, Leonard will not report to the Raptors.
Yeah.
And walking away from the $20 million and sitting out the season is not off the table.
I will believe that when
that's
I see it.
That would
I
be agree. The biggest yeah. shocker ever. But that's the reports. You're right.
I agree, too. That's not going to happen. Yeah. But it's being reported by a credible source, the Sporting News and Sean Devaney, that's on the table. That makes me think that even if he has to swallow hard and play a season for the Raptors, he's definitely history. And then at that point, I'm not sure you can make a case that the Raptors did the right thing.
Well, some people would say that this is their time then. You know, like for the Raptors, you could say, you could argue that they're maybe, they can compete with at least Boston and if not Golden State to win the whole thing. That's their thinking. So they're like, okay, this is our one-year window. LeBron's out of the East. Boom, we got a great team here assembled. And he's a missing piece, then we can beat Boston. We can maybe beat Golden State, whoever. If it's the Rockets that end up, they meet in the final.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I just don't know that they're as wild about DeMar DeRozan as some people think they are. And that's my feeling
on that.
I think they view this as much as they view this as this gives us a great chance to get to the finals in 2018-19.
Right.
I think they also view this as an elegant kind of way to get out from underneath a contract with an all-star who can't shoot three-pointers, who's 28 years old, which is, he's been in the league a while now. He's been in the league almost a decade now. This is who he's going to be. Like, it's not like Giannis Antetokounmpo, where he's 22 and you feel like there's room to grow still. Like, this is who DeMar DeRozan is. Toronto knows as well as anybody, if he's your best player, you're probably not getting to the NBA Finals. And with Kawhi Leonard, you try it for a year. Hey, maybe you get to the finals. Maybe you do catch lightning in a bottle and he wants to stay. If not, at least you don't still have 2 years of $27 million each year left on the books. You've only got 1 year left of Kyle Lowry after that. You're in much better position to break it down and rebuild with this route and get to a finals this year
right.
than you would be if you just stayed pat with DeMar DeRozan.
I'd love to know what Raptors fans feel about this trade because, you know, again, they won 59 games. They didn't get where they wanted to go in the playoffs, but there was already reason to feel pretty good about the direction they were heading in and maybe tweaking that roster a little bit and adding a piece here or there to maybe take the next step. But you just mentioned rebuilding, and that's what's going to happen if Kawhi bails after 1 year. Are Raptors fans embracing that possibility?
I have no idea. I haven't listened to radio up in Toronto today.
Sure.
All I know is that this is a team that just can't get over the hump. They're stagnant. And if, you know, that reaches a point.
That's why they fired their coach.
Yeah, they're right. They fired their coach.
Yeah.
They got swept in the second round of the playoffs. So I feel like it's one of those teams that's built to win a ton of games because they've got a lot of great effort guys. They've got a good backcourt. They're deep. You know, they had a really good bench. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're built to win 55 games as they were built before this trade. Win 55 games and then get knocked out by more talented teams in the playoffs. Now they've got one of the five or six or seven best players in the league on their team. I don't know that they're going to win an NBA championship. In fact, the odds are they won't. The odds are Golden State's going to win the NBA championship. I do think with Kawhi Leonard, a motivated Kawhi Leonard, and even if he's angry, he should be motivated because this is a contract year for him.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they have a chance to win the Eastern Conference. It's not it's Boston and it's, you know, kind of Philly. And it's a Toronto team that just upgraded their best player. They upgraded from DeMar DeRozan to Kawhi Leonard. And Danny Green's not a bad piece either, actually.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, the thing too about Kawhi, I mean, Kawhi, he was asked to be more of a scorer a couple of years ago, and he was. I mean, averaging 25 points a game. And this guy's been, I believe, for 2 years, been defensive MVP. So DeMar DeRozan he doesn't play defense nearly as well as Kawhi Leonard. I mean, you're getting all around much better, I think. Better player.
No doubt about that.
In Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
And if I'm Kawhi, I mean, honestly, Kawhi, if you screw this up, it's on you, man. I mean, you have a chance to go maybe win the whole thing. You could be the hero up in Toronto. Yeah. Even if it's for 1 year, dude. You go up to Toronto, you have a great season. Who knows how far you guys get, but man, you're the guy there. And if it's a 1 year deal and you want to leave, you can leave. But why not go have fun, man? Make your $20 million knowing that at the end of it, you can go wherever the hell you want.
Well, if the reports are to be believed about the calculating and the attitude and a lot of the off-court issues, you know, what kind of a presence is he going to be in that Toronto locker room? I think that's something to be a little concerned about, too. Will he be all in if he's forced to suck it up and play for the Raptors?
That's the only thing that I've always been amazed about, trading for players without talking to them, right? I mean, it's just like...
He didn't want to go to Toronto.
Don't you?
That's
the weirdest thing to me, is that you trade for a guy that doesn't even want to go there.
Right. It's pretty clear, I think, that this is not something... And again, Sean Devaney's the one reporting it, but we've not heard directly from Kawhi. I think it's a safe assumption that Kawhi is not happy today.
And here's another part of it,
too. Neither is DeMar DeRozan, by the way.
Oh, he's not. He's not happy about it.
On his Instagram account, made it very clear that they had taken him aside in Las Vegas and told him, don't worry about it. You're not going to get traded.
Yeah. And you know, Kawhi's coming off of an injury, right? I mean, have you heard anything about a physical?
Kind of.
Right? It's funny, but he's coming off of an injury. Yeah, I mean, and still, but there isn't a physical that's being required by Toronto. They're going to waive that.
Oh, they are?
That's what the word is. Okay. Is that they're not, it doesn't, because this thing could hinge on passing a physical or not.
Okay, if that's true. And even if that's
word
not
is
true,
that they're going to waive the physical.
If that's true, and even if that's not true, then to me, this trade is more about DeMar DeRozan than it is Kawhi Leonard.
I think it's
totally about DeMar.
I think it's
about
stupid to waive the physical. Are you kidding?
That's what they're saying.
What if he's right? What if regardless of what Tony Parker said, that the injury was legit and is something that is lingering?
Rich, then it's a sign
that they Sean's about to say.
It's a sign of what I've been saying for the last 8 minutes. They won out of the DeMar DeRozan contract.
Yeah. Wow,
they're not.
But that's cutting your nose off.
It ended really bad there with DeMar. There, I mean, it was a bad taste in their mouth as far as how he performed in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
It's one thing to want him elsewhere. It's another to roll the dice to that extent and possibly inflict harm on your organization by dealing for a guy like that.
But I don't know that they look at it that way, Rich. I think they look at it and they go, this is as far as we're going to go with this guy as our best player. This is, for best players on NBA teams, there's a certain ceiling.
Right. You realize no physical opens the door for him to say, by the way, my quad still hurts, but I want that $20 million.
I don't know. I haven't looked down the chain to see what the next 10 steps are. I'm just telling you what the motivation is of Toronto in this trade, and I feel there is as much, if not more, motivation for them to move on from DeMar DeRozan as their star player as there is to bring in Kawhi Leonard to see what they can do for him.
Yeah, I just don't agree with what they've done.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have been motivated to do that. If you're what you're hearing is accurate, Ted, that they're waiving the physical, that sounds like suicide to me.
Yeah, you can look at it one of two ways. It can be suicide, or it can be an organization going, do we just want to sit here and win 52 games every year and then get knocked out in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Or do we want to try to put a team together? Yeah. Do we want it? And with their fans knowing full well, you got to be honest with the fans, knowing full well, hey, this could take a couple years. When you bottom out, it's not a, LeBron James isn't walking through that door with the top pick in the draft.
It happens. Who was the NFL coach that was fired after winning a playoff game last year?
It was Mike Mularkey.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yes, stuff like this absolutely happens.
Yeah, you don't have to be a bad team to start to make moves to break your team down. Sometimes good teams look at it and go, we're good, but this is as good as we're going to be, and is this good enough? And I think Toronto, their answer today is clearly no.
So should we assume that Kawhi is now definitely not going to show up in Vegas next week at the U.S. national team?
I have no idea what to assume
with
Kawhi.
At which Greg Popovich will be the national team coach. Can you imagine that?
That's awkward.
Toronto, this is how you do me? I won you a ring, man.
Yeah, you know what? At some point, Kawhi needs to start acting like an adult and acting like a pro and showing up for... I'm serious.
I know
you
are.
He needs to start showing up for things like Team USA and showing up for training camp and getting work done in the building there as opposed to flying to New York to do it and not hiding from team officials when they show up at the building. Kawhi's acting like a child.
Bad look if he somehow sabotages this new deal that he's got in Toronto. If he messes around with that and doesn't give him exactly, just give an honest effort, that's gonna cost him money in free agency,
right? Which is part of what I'm talking about. If he's that immature, if he's that calculating, maybe Sean Devaney's source is accurate and he's actually thinking that he'll never step foot in Toronto.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.